Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
At least 82 people were arrested after that pro-Trump mob stormed the Capitol on Wednesday, breaking windows, looting, and ransacking congressional offices. Who are these people? And were they acting on a message from President Trump at a rally before where he said, quote, "We're going to have to fight and encourage people to walk to the Capitol"? Oren Siegel joins us now via Skype to talk about this. He's director of the Anti-Defamation League's Center on Extremism. Welcome.
Thanks very much.
Oren, we're hearing a lot of claims about who was at the rally and this insurrection. And based on your research, who was there? And were there any specific extremist or hate groups that you follow?
Among those that we saw were the Proud Boys, which have been known for violence in the streets of D.C. over the past month. We saw some white supremacist groups like the New Jersey European Heritage Association, the Neo-Nazi Nationalist Socialist Club. We also saw, you know, some militia types attending the event. But I think what's important to remember is, as many of the actual extremists, there were many people who were motivated to carry out an extremist act, even if they weren't part of or viewed themselves as part of any of the groups I just mentioned.
Have any of those groups responded to this widespread condemnation across the country of what happened on Wednesday?
Whether it's people who were there or those who just support them who didn't make it, there is this celebration of the violence that we saw. So, for example, for the Boogaloo types, you know, who want a civil war to start, they feel like what they have is the seminal moment that might kick it off. For accelerationists, these militant white supremacists who need for chaos to ensue in order for the, you know, white race to reestablish itself in this country, they also had a victory. So the point is, there's a lot of celebration of the violence that is happening by extremists in these online spaces.
Authorities are still searching for a lot of these folks, though, because they let them go on Wednesday. It shouldn't be too difficult to identify them, though, right? I mean, with all of these images and videos that are circulating, did you recognize any of the faces among the mobs?
So we've identified, you know, several of the individuals who not only were at the event, but also in the Capitol itself. But what is going to be a challenge, what makes this different, is, again, these are not just sort of established extremist movements and their supporters that showed up. This is a pro-Trump extremist movement that was kicked off. Average Joes and Janes who showed up and who were incited to riot and, in a sense, became extremists on this day. Those people are not as easy to identify, at least for those of us who monitor extremism, but I have no doubt over time will be identified by law enforcement.
Well, as we know now, more than 24 hours after the looting and violence, President Trump condemned what happened on Wednesday and called it a heinous attack. He said he was outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem, but he did not mention that he called on his supporters to march on the Capitol, and he said, "We love you," to them as they stormed into the Capitol. How dangerous was this message in stoking this kind of extremist behavior, not only on Wednesday, but from this point moving forward?
I think what we have seen in Washington, D.C., at the Capitol, is the logical conclusion of leadership failing to condemn hatred, bigotry, and extremism. When it's allowed to flourish, when extremists feel emboldened because they are able to do what they want, when their messages are echoed by the champion in the highest office, all that does serve is to make them feel empowered. And so this is a reminder of why it's so critical to condemn constantly any messages that promote violence, any messages that promote conspiracy theories and disinformation.
We got news today that the inauguration later this month will go on as planned at the Capitol. Should we be concerned that these extremist groups are planning something similar on Inauguration Day?
Yeah, while it's unclear who might actually attend the inauguration, we know extremists are talking about it. We know that they view what happened just a few days ago as a precursor for what they hope will be taking it to the next level on January 20th. We don't know if indeed we will have extremists on January 20th, But we don't have a luxury to ignore that possibility. Anti-government groups, conspiracy theorists, white supremacists are all talking about finding a new time to continue what has started. Will it be January 20th? Maybe, maybe not. But one thing for sure, 2021 is going to be filled with additional flashpoints.
Oren Siegel is director of the Anti-Defamation League's Center on Extremism. Thank you.
Thank you.